Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Samaches, and we're learning Semen Chafei. So the pasuk says in Kohelet, "Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra." A person who shomer the mitzvah will not know bad things. So what does that mean? What does it mean, shomer mitzvah? So we know we talk about the person who has the concept shomer Shabbos, shomer mitzvahs. So shomer Shabbos, the Torah says shomer is yomer Shabbos. It says by mitzvah shmartim is a mitzvah. So what does it mean to be shomer a mitzvah? It means you can keep the mitzvahs, asiyas mitzvahs. What to learn is the Chayyim has an interesting taich on it. Shemuchiyah kishayir talasus eiz a mitzvah shol yasa oisob kipozin ubhipisam. And when a person does a mitzvah, it should be anticipated to be done. A person should be planning on it, as opposed to something which all of a sudden, you realize, I have to do a mitzvah. A person is planning on doing the mitzvah. Raksha Yishmer V'yamtin. So the word Shmira can mean anticipating or waiting for something. Where do you find such a usage? It says Vaviv Shamaras Adavor, that when Yosef said his dreams to Yaakov, so the pasuk describes that Yaakov's reaction was to await the fulfillment of the dreams, like Rashi says, that he was waiting for what's going to happen, waiting to see what's going to happen. So the word Shmira is to be used as an anticipation or waiting of something. So during that anticipation period, during the waiting period, a person is planning and preparing for doing the mitzvah. He's preparing himself mentally. He's thinking about what's the best way to do it, etc. So this is an interesting translation of the word shomer in this usage. The Chayyim is seeing this as a remez, or at least a source, to the concept that a person should prepare oneself and with a chana for doing a mitzvah. By the mitzvah of Pesach, the Torah says that the korban Pesach was to be eaten b'chipozin, with a state of alacrity. The person, sometimes chipozin can be translated as agitated. You're not settled. You're rush. You're in a rush, which makes you unsettled. The Torah says that when you're eating it, the Torah gives us a command to be well dressed and be ready to go. But it's also a message of that because it's in a state of chipozin, a state of a rush, you might forget to do certain actions. So we're going to give you advice, as it were, to make sure that you do not make that mistake of not being prepared. Manirali, the Chayyadim continues and he says that I would suggest that this is pshat in the pasuk u'shmartim zamatzus, shezel gamken mashra kosu u'shmartim zamatzus, that the process of the eating the matzah, because it's in a state of being rushed, chipozin. So you need to make sure that you have a chana beforehand, that you're ready and waiting and anticipating to do it, to counterbalance the chipozin that the mitzvah is engendering. That I am ready and mukhan, I'm ready umazuman and prepared to do the mitzvah. So what is hini mukhan umazuman? It's describing that I'm not being mezamen and being mechin. I am mukhan umazuman. I'm ready to go. I am prepared. So it's the idea that a person is describing himself as being in a state of preparedness even before the statement. I'm describing, I've already sat down, I've thought about it, I've entered into the correct mental state to do the mitzvah, and I'm declaring that I've done so. So one actually has to, as it were, according to the Chayyadim, give some thought before the Hinini Mukhan Mezuma to actually make themselves ready, and then they can declare, I'm ready to do it, as opposed to just jumping into the mitzvah. Something of significance, person prepares beforehand, person gives thought to beforehand, person doesn't jump into it. To make a broad analogy, a person is having a significant event in their life, a chasna, etc., there's many weeks of preparation of how to do it. They should come out nicely. We give forethought to it. We don't just do it. So a mitzvah, it should be the same. Prepare yourself. The person wants to be in the state of mind. A person is going into a race, and they gear up their body, but they also gear up their mind they get into the zone to do for the event. So one does that for mitzvahs as well. So this is without the getting involved in the formulation of the Hini Mezuchim Muchan Mezuman, which has Kabbalistic parts to it as well. The Chayyim is not addressing that point. He's just addressing the concept of the Hini Mezuchim Muchan Mezuman, that one should is saying it in a language of preparedness. The Noda Behuda points out that this language of Hini Muchan Mezuman was around before they inserted the Chassidic, the Kabbalistic phrases about b'yichud of different names of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the concept of Hini Muchan Mezuman exists independent of that, and it existed prior to that, he says, and they inserted it later on. So one should say the Hini Muchan Mezuman, or at least think it before they do a mitzvah. But it's not the point is not just saying it or thinking it, it's to actually prepare oneself to do the mitzvah. We will talk about the point of the Kabbalistic insertion in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.